From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Major earthquake in Afghanistan. A major earthquake struck northern Afghanistan today, shaking the capital of Kabul and sending tremors that were felt in Pakistan and India. In Afghanistan, provincial health authorities confirmed 6 dead and almost 70 wounded in Nangarhar province. In Kunduz province, the education director told VOA 12 school children died while 35 others were wounded. In Pakistan, at least 40 people were killed and more than 300 were wounded. We spoke with VOA's Ayaz Ghul, who was in Islamabad when he and his family felt the tremors.
Well, this was around lunchtime, 2 p.m. Local time, when this earthquake struck Pakistan. And it was so strong that we could even feel it here in Islamabad. And all I was with my family, with my mother, and we all had to flee the home. And we just took refuge among this big group of people who were already out there on the street. And we could see our homes, our houses and buildings around us. They were really shaking. And we just thought that they're going to come down anytime soon.
Mr. Ghul spoke of the obstacles confronting the rescue effort.
So we understand from our discussions with the military authorities who are already engaged in rescue operations that most of the damage has occurred in northwestern Pakistan, which is a mountainous terrain. And now it's nighttime, and there are fears that even if people are trapped in that difficult area, it would be quite difficult for the authorities, for rescue teams to reach there and really help these people.
The earthquake was 7.5 in magnitude, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. This is VOA News. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. The raid comes as security forces are intensifying their efforts against the jihadist group following a twin suicide bombing in the capital of Ankara earlier this month that officials blame on the Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Turkish officials have implicated the Islamic State group in the bombing of a peace rally in the capital Ankara earlier this month. Sinan Ulgen, a visiting scholar of the Carnegie Institute in Brussels, says the attack has prompted a change in policy by Ankara towards the jihadists.
There has been indeed quite a bit of criticism of Turkey acting more cautious than what its Western partners wanted in the fight against IS. There has been also criticism of Turkish policy that was viewed as being too negligent on IS.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Mr. Olgun also said they're hoping to see more enthusiasm on the Turkish side to participate in the fight against ISIS. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation Sunday his country must first eliminate what he called the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to his country's nearly 5-year civil war and possible new elections. The state-run Sana news agency said Mr. Assad stressed that taking out terrorist group would preserve Syria's sovereignty and its territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He may feel a bit more secure these days due to the Russian intervention, even though I must tell you that a lot of things happening in Syria on the ground, which are not coming to the attention of the Western media, in various areas of the country, which indicate to me that as of now, the real actual situation on the ground there hasn't changed in a dramatic way or in a fundamental way.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discussed the prospects for an internationally backed political settlement in Syria. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls a very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia Romaine, the president of the Union for Democracy and Republican Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay home because the referendum is an illegal means to keep President Denis Sassou Nguesso in power. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.